There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And it'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. And good Lord, I said last week if we came in here today and we were 4-1, I would have Uptown Don break out the courts. I'm going to wait one more week. But boy, is it a good time to be a fan, a follower, even a hater of the Burgundy and Gold. The Washington Commanders 4-1 for the second time in the past 25 years and for the first time since 2008. What exactly does that mean, though? We'll discuss that coming up here in the next 3.5 hours. We'll have a couple of guests stop by the program. Our pal Steve Weish, senior NFL reporter for the NFL Network, is set to join us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll get the national perspective on what the hell has been going on with the Washington Commanders. Plus, we'll take a spin around the NFL with Steve Weish as well. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Before we get hot and heavy into the Washington Commanders, busy, busy news day across the National Football League. Busy, busy day in the sports world. We got hockey, tripleheader hockey on tap tonight. We got the Major League Baseball playoffs continuing tonight. And the NFL obviously continues to take center stage. This morning, as I'm getting ready for the show, looking for audio to play for you all, I see the alert come across my screen. The New York Jets firing head coach Robert Saleh after their ugly loss to the Minnesota Vikings across the pond in London over the weekend. Saleh, a 20-36 record as the head coach of the New York Jets. Defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich set to become the interim head coach. The Jets play Buffalo on Monday Night Football coming up this week. And we'll go around the NFL about 9 o'clock and get hot and heavy into these stories. But a stunner. I mean, for a team that has been known for its elite defense, after the quarterback throws 3 interceptions, for the head coach to get fired doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. We'll dive in to what is next for the New York Jets as the show rolls on here. Other news in the AFC East, the Patriots, honestly, with the dumbest announcement, and I'm going to say it, I'm going to call it what it is, the dumbest announcement of the year. The New England Patriots have been god-awful offensively. They are quite literally the worst offense in the National Football League in pretty much every major statistical category. They're averaging 12.4 points per game. Only team in the NFL worse than that, the Miami Dolphins, they're averaging 12 points a game. obviously they're without Tua Tagovailoa, so there is some context to why Miami has struggled so much. But for the New England Patriots, an NFL low 5 touchdowns. They're god-awful. They play the best pass rush in the National Football League coming up this weekend in the Houston Texans. And guess what they decided to announce? Oh, by the way, Drake May going to be the starter this Sunday. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb and say, you know what? Gerard Mayo, Patriots faithful, you could have kept that one under wraps until game day. Because guess what? If you don't think D'Amico Ryans and company are going to put together a game plan to swallow Drake May whole, you're confused. It is going to be a long, long, long day for Drake May in his season debut Sunday against the Texans. I wish him the best of luck. I think Drake May's a good kid. I wouldn't have been upset if Washington brought him here. He's got talent, obviously. But now, after the first 5 weeks, it's very clear we chose the right quarterback. Keeping things on quarterback news, Derek Carr, Saints quarterback, last night suffered an injury on Monday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs. By the way, about Chase Young, pretty impactful on Monday Night Football. The sack generated a bunch of pressures. But Derek Carr set to miss, quote, a few weeks with an oblique injury. Rookie Spencer Rattler expected to start in his place. So the landscape in the NFC starting to change a little bit. The Saints were one of the teams that were off to a pretty hot start throughout the first month plus of the season. They will be without Derek Carr for the next couple of weeks. We'll look at some of the other hot-button stories across the National Football League coming up a little bit later on in the show. But how can I go any further without mentioning the team in the National Football League, the Washington Commanders? Off day today for D.C. before they begin their prep for the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow on the practice field. And we had this discussion last week. It's Cleveland. How do you really feel after the group if they beat them? Well, this is where the conversation gets interesting. Not only did they beat the Cleveland Browns, Washington whooped the Cleveland Browns. In the last 2 weeks, we have seen this team show a side of themselves that I didn't know existed. Washington has won the past 2 games by a combined 49 points. It's ludicrous. I don't remember a stretch in my Commanders fandom where they won 2 consecutive games by that many points. Washington is taking it personal. It seems that this group is playing with a heightened sense of confidence. And as I've said since the summer, when you have the right mix of people in the building, you're going to be able to get the absolute best out of all 53 guys on the roster. And that's what we continue to see week in, week out. Guys like Alamide Zaccheaus doing some of the dirty work in the run game at the wide receiver position. Jeremy McNichols continuously being ready when his name is called. Noah Igbinoghene in the slot. Back in August, when I was tweeting out his name, y'all were like, who? Yeah, that guy has been impactful for Washington here defensively. But as they get geared up for this game against Baltimore, it is a huge game. It is the game of the year to this point. And I don't know where it stacks up in terms of most important regular season games for the Commanders here in the past decade plus, but that's how I'm looking at it. And it's a huge game. It's a huge game for a litany of different reasons, but I want to start here. I played Division III football at terrible-ass Bethany College. Shredded my knee up, got to cover the team, didn't win a lot of games. Head coach was an absolute moron. Bill Garvey, look him up. See what he's doing now. The one thing Bill Garvey said, as Uptown Todd turns to Google, one good thing that Bill Garvey said while being the head coach of the Bethany Bison is that perception is 99% reality. Perception is 99% reality. That's why this weekend for Washington, it is an absolute must that they go out there and compete. They have to be competitive this weekend against Baltimore. It's a huge game that, win or lose, will largely shape the perception of the Washington Commanders moving forward. I said it after the Monday night game against Cincy. Why do you think the hype is as robust as it is right now for DC? They won in prime time on Monday night football. That matters. It changed the perception of Washington. When you beat two teams back-to-back by a combined 49 points that helps change the perception of Washington. Where we're at right now with this, if you're the Commanders, huge game Sunday, because guess what? If you win, I would have to think folks must respect you, right, as a Super Bowl contender. And I'll be real. I got an oxygen tank in here tonight. It gets me in a lather to even think that this is a possibility for the team that I love. I am an addict for this product. I'm wearing the patch right now. I went through years of suffering just like you all. But my perspective, I always say, is a little bit different because I didn't get to see the prosperity. Commanders, Super Bowl contenders, same sentence. You ain't going to be able to tell me nothing. I will be acting a complete ass the rest of the season if we beat Baltimore. That's what's on the line here this weekend. If you win, folks must respect you as the Super Bowl contender. Here's where it gets interesting to me, though. You lose, right? And the narrative all of a sudden is, in my opinion at least, yeah, you're good. You got an exciting young quarterback, but you haven't beaten the team with a winning record. Are you a fraud? That's what Washington is battling this weekend. You can say what you want, because I know a lot of you are on planet Neptune at this point over the 4-1 start, and hell, I am too. But I still look at this thing objectively, or at least I try my best to. It's hard, right? I want to be geeked up. I want to think Jaden Daniels is going to win MVP. I want to think this team's going to win its first playoff game since 2005. But I understand that despite the early season success, it's still 5 weeks into the year. And for someone as young and reactionary as myself to have that sort of reaction and commentary to show you where I'm at, I'm maturing. I'm growing. But no, seriously, perception is 99% reality. We're going to be all geeked up. We'll have guests on from Baltimore throughout the week. We'll get you geared up for Ravens and Commanders, the showdown on Sunday. I saw someone tweet, was it Skip Bayless? I think it was Skip Bayless. By the way, ever since he's been relieved of his duties at FS1, he loves the Commanders. He tweets about the Commanders weekly. But Skip Bayless tweeted after the Washington beatdown Sunday of the Browns that next Sunday, this weekend coming up, do we have a potential Super Bowl preview at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern time? Good Lord. Honestly, that's how people are talking about this team. And if you beat Baltimore on Sunday, I don't think it becomes a hyperbole to start discussing them as a legitimate Super Bowl contender. The NFL is a week-to-week league, right? It's any given Sunday, the old adage. That's real. I buy into that 110%. If you're Washington, though, do you not have a little bit more confidence after seeing Joe Burrow throw 5 tutties Sunday against that vaunted, quote-unquote, Ravens defense? If you're Washington, you got to be licking your chaps. You cannot be fearful of Baltimore coming into this week. You can't be, at least not on the offensive side of the football. Now, defense is a whole other story. Defense, I do have my concerns, and we'll go through them as the show rolls on here, but I'm enjoying the ride. I couldn't have been more impressed by the way this team played on Sunday, especially on offense. To score 34 points, despite leaving a bunch of big plays out there, you know, that's a sign of an elite offense. Damn good, damn explosive, that is the signs of an elite offense. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. We discussed this midway through the game on Sunday because it was already over, myself and Michael Phillips. Was Sunday the best win of the season for Washington? I think it was. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Was Sunday the best win of the season for Washington? I think it was for this reason. That was the most talented defense you had played to this point. Yeah, it's cool to go out to the desert and put up 40 on the Cardinals, 27th best pressure rate in the NFL. Can't bust a grape on that side of the football. It's cool to go whoop up on them. It's cool, right, to walk the ball up and down the field against the Cincinnati Bengals defense. Yuck. Right? Like, oh, that's fine. But you go out and you do it against a group like Cleveland. Right? You go out and do it against a group like Cleveland, and now you begin to garner a little bit more respect. The Bengals are giving up the seventh most yards per game in the National Football League. Your week one opponent that you played, Tampa, giving up the third most yards per game in the National Football League. So clearly, right, that Cleveland defense that you whooped up on Sunday, it was the best group you've played thus far defensively. To me, that's why I think Washington, in the win we saw on Sunday, to me, that's the best win of the season. It just was. Super impressed. But the big question is, heading into this game against Baltimore this week, how are you going to be viewed? How are you going to be viewed this time next week? Are you going to be viewed as a legit Super Bowl contender? Or are you going to be viewed as a team that beats up on lesser squads? That's okay. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Because I'll be real, I see both sides of the spectrum. I do. I understand folks out there that have their reservations about this team defensively because of who the defensive turnaround has come against. I get that. I understand folks out there that are hesitant to buy into what Washington's doing offensively because you haven't played a good defense yet up until Cleveland. I get it. I do. But the question is this. When all of America is going to be watching, when the entire DMV is going to be split in half, when you go up against a two-time MVP, how will you act? Will you be able to compete? How will the Washington Commanders be viewed after Sunday? 1-800-636-1067. Because like I said, perception is 99% reality. You win in Baltimore on Sunday, and the entire National Football League is talking about you as a damn Super Bowl contender. When is the last time Washington has been talked about in that light? I couldn't tell you. I wasn't born. I probably wasn't even thought about yet. You understand what I'm saying? But if you lose, the narrative, in my opinion at least, may switch to you haven't beaten a team with a winning record. Are you for real? We know the quarterback's legit. We know he's the guy to solve the long-term answer here. We get that. Through 5 weeks, I can confidently, with my chest puffed out, say that Jaden Daniels is the answer at quarterback long-term for Washington. That's about all I know at this point. If you lose Sunday. Pick up what I'm putting down here. Look, I was one of the guys. Don't forget it. D-City Smokehouse. Our NFL schedule release show. Myself and Denton Day. I picked the Washington Commanders to go 9-8. 10-7, best case scenario. I came back from training camp with those same thoughts because of how damn good this quarterback is. But through the first 5 weeks of the season, the one team that you have played that has a winning record, you lost to. That's not to be overly critical. That's not to try and discredit what Washington's done to this point. That's just the reality. Point blank. You haven't beaten a team yet with a winning record. I'm enjoying the ride just as much as anybody else is. But Sunday is a perception game. Sunday is where you show me just how for real you actually are. Because if you win, folks got to start looking at you as a Super Bowl contender. If you lose, the narrative may shift to you haven't beaten a team with a winning record yet. Are you a fraud or not? How will the Washington Commanders be viewed after Sunday? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Ray is in B-more, in enemy territory, wanting to tap in. How will the Commanders, Ray, be viewed after Sunday?
First off, man, it's great to talk to you.
Oh, you a real Baltimorean. I hear the accent on you and everything, Slim. Welcome. Welcome, my brother.
Hey man, absolutely, man. Born and raised Northeast Baltimore. Absolutely. So the way the Commanders would be viewed, they'd be viewed respectable, but you know, I've been listening to, you know, fans talk spicy all day. You know what I mean? When it comes to, you know, first off, you know, the guy Little, shout out to him. I love his passion.
My guy Little.
He called the safeties trash. I'm like, Kyle Hamilton was a first-team All-Pro. He's playing at All-Pro level this year.
I'm going to tell you this, Ray. We should have Kyle Hamilton. We won't go there. Drafted Jahan Dotson instead.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know what I mean? You're talking about, you know, Zachary Orr is putting in his scheme.
Yes.
And yes, you know, the Bengals and the Ravens know each other. So a lot of times, a lot of fans will take into play that these division rivals, they know each other inside and out.
For sure.
So was it a shootout? Of course. But, you know, as they say in the joint, well, you do that to me. Yeah, he did that to me. That to me.
Let me see
you think about this. Yeah, absolutely. Think about this from the standpoint, right? They talked about the Raiders game. And I heard from Bills fans. Oh, look at what the Raiders did to you. You know, Josh Allen playing at an MVP level. They got embarrassed and they quit halfway through the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Lions fans. I remember when the Lions came to the bank last year. Detroit fans were talking all this noise.
And you know what? Can I tell you this, though? I can give a damn about the Lions' trip to the bank. I can give a damn about your trip to the bank. When we come to the bank, brother, you don't feel us, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. That's how I'm treating Baltimoreans tonight. It's Ravens week. Baltimore doesn't get the respect this week. It's Ravens week. Can somebody back what I'm saying? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We were up against the break, so I had to go anyway. But I go out with some swag. How will Washington be viewed after this weekend's contest against the Baltimore Ravens? 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines full. If you're trying to get in, keep calling. Your call's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge movement. Linnell Willingham, I'll take you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. I don't want to waste any time. Phone lines are full. If you're trying to call, keep giving it a go. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I opened up the show saying this: perception is 99% reality. And I think this game Sunday against Baltimore, similar to the Monday night contest against Cincinnati, I think this Sunday game against Baltimore will largely shape the perception of the Commanders moving forward. You win, and I think a lot of folks nationally and locally, and we're a little bit slow to get on the bandwagon here locally because we got SLS, as I like to call it, scoring lover syndrome, right? We've been here before. We've seen fake highs, but I think this is real. I think this is sustainable, and I think it's something that will make Washington a contender and a competitive, you know, professional NFL outfit for years to come. That young man under center is a star. And as long as he is alive and kicking, as long as he is upright, I think Washington's going to have a chance to win each and every week. But if you win Sunday in Baltimore, folks nationally and locally must respect you not as some potential NFC East champion, not as a potential seven seed in the NFC, but a Super Bowl contender. That is what the conversation should be if Washington handles their business Sunday against the Ravens. If you lose, though, if you come out on the wrong side, the narrative, the perception, in my opinion, shifts to, well, we know the quarterback's elite. It's a good story, but you haven't beaten a team with a good record. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How will Washington be perceived after Sunday in Baltimore? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Dimitri out Waldorf. What's going on?
My man, Linnell.
What's going on, brother?
Man, I thought I was an alien in this fan base. Like, I'm telling you, me and you got so much in common. Like, I didn't get to see the glory days.
Come on now. You're part of the youngest in charge movement.
Come on, man.
How old are you, Dimitri? Like,
I just turned 32 October 4th.
There we go. You're part of the movement.
So, like, they won the Super Bowl in 1992 in January. I was born in October. So, right when I was born, I don't know if I was the curse or what, like, but my goodness. But anyways, man, I think Sunday is everything, man. I think that they should get it out of their heads that it's not even a regular season game. Treat it like a playoff game. Like, treat it like if you lose, you go home. Like, and you just stay there for the rest of the season. It's everything. Perception is everything. Let me run something by you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's why I say we got so much in common. Because, like, okay, we lose week one. We win week two against the Giants, but we don't score any touchdowns. We win by field goals. And we were a Malik Nabers drop away from going 0-2,
right? Don't forget it at all.
Then the Bengals trolling the heck out of Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels like, okay, I don't care what my defense is going to do. I'm going to go out here and ball out. Now, our defense gave up 33 points. Now the narrative goes, oh, okay, our offense is good. We just need our defense to step up. So Cliff Kingsbury goes into Joe Witt's office and, hey, let me help you out. Let me tell you how to keep Kyler Murray under 20 points. I know his whole weakness. I know every weakness he has. Boom. We only give up 14 points. Then the Browns, well, I don't even want to talk about DeSean Jackson, how sorry he is. I don't know. His downfall
is worse than
this.
He should be arrested for how damn bad he's playing.
That's what Stephen A. said, didn't he? Like, so my point is, these are teams with losing records. I mean, I'm telling you, if you go into Baltimore, the PG version of us and Baltimore's relationship, of us and Baltimore's relationship is they're our big cousins.
Yep.
The rated R version of it is they are Ike and we are Tina. They tell us when we eat cake. They tell us when we drink. Like,
come on.
We need to go in there and punch them in the mouth.
We do.
Like, shut them up. This needs to be a playoff game mindset. It's going to change everything. If we win this game, we're not just talking about playoffs. We're talking about Super Bowls.
Yes,
we're talking about booking hotels in New Orleans.
Praise
saving up our money to go on trips.
It's different.
Different, man.
Different. Dimitri, I appreciate
electric,
the call.
I don't
as
know what
always,
it is,
my
bro.
Brother. It's different. 1-800-636-1067. How do you think Washington will be perceived after Sunday? Because there's a couple of different ways this could go, right? I think if you lose, people are not going to stop respecting you and what you did through the first 5 weeks. I think the way that the quarterback is playing, the way that the defense has played the last 2 weeks, you have the attention of everyone in the National Football League. The big question is going to become, how serious are you? Are you a potential wild card team? Are you a team that maybe wins a playoff game? I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. Perception is 99% reality. And for the Washington Commanders, think about the perception of this football team since the big Monday night win. You can't tell me that every game in the National Football League is created equal. You just can't. You just can't. Because the juice that this fan base felt after the Monday night beatdown of the Cincinnati Bengals, yeah, it felt good the next week when you beat Arizona, but it was different, right? It's different when you win on a national stage. It's different when you win with the eyes of the entire country on you. It feels different. That's the type of circumstances that surround Sunday's game in Baltimore. Ravens coming off a hard-fought win the week before where they battled possession in, possession out against a desperate Bengals team, and they finished the job. Baltimore right now, after starting 0-2, are feeling like they are the best team in the National Football League. Sunday is going to be one of those games that I think set the tone for the rest of the season. One of those games that change how you are viewed from here on out. Because, yeah, all the Jayden Daniels MVP talk is cool. Notice that's what we're hearing. That's all you hear nationally is Jayden Daniels this, Jayden Daniels that. What about the Commanders? What about the team? We have the chance. The team has the chance Sunday to earn the respect of everyone nationally. That's what's on the line. That's what's at stake. 1-800-636-1067. How will Washington be viewed after Sunday's game against the Baltimore Ravens? Drew is in Rockville, but I'll hold the longest. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, what's happening now?
What's going on, brother?
I get what you're saying about the win. I think it's going to be more about how they play. Now, if you get a Baltimore wins by three, you know, late field goal or, you know, maybe late touchdown at the end by Baltimore and they lose, but it's a competitive game. Washington will get their respect nationally.
Yeah.
You know, people will say, okay, this team is up next or this is a playoff team. Now, if they beat the Ravens, I mean, if you beat a Super Bowl contender, then, hey, come on. You know, I'm there with you at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to act a fool at that point. I've been trying to – I have tempered my expectations, so I'm extremely happy in what I'm seeing.
For sure.
But at that point, Linnell, if they beat the Ravens, I'm going full with you. And
Drew, and this is kind of going off on a tangent a little bit, because I remember talking to you during the summer, Drew, about my optimism for this group, and when I went out to the Jets practices, didn't look good then, but they came back the next week in practice and looked like a different unit, and Jayden continued to grow each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this, and I guess this is you speaking for the fan base, Drew, is there a hesitancy still for you to lean into this all the way? Is there still doubts?
No.
Are there still reservations?
No, I'm in. But as far as Super Bowl talk,
you're not there yet.
I think that's where you're going.
Yeah,
if
you beat Baltimore, you're damn right. That's where I'm going. I'm living there.
Yeah.
Damn, going and visiting.
Yeah, I'm at the playoffs. That's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't have to push me too hard. I'm already.
So to answer the question real quick, Drew, how do you think Washington is viewed after Sunday?
They'll be viewed, if they beat the Ravens, they'll be viewed as a Super Bowl contender.
There it
is. That's the way that they
heard it from Drew in Rockville. Drew, I appreciate you. 1-800-636-1067. Coach Vic, out in Accokeek. What's going on, my brother? How will Washington, Vic, be viewed after Sunday?
So, if we beat the Ravens, real football minds will not say at that time we are Super Bowl contenders.
Okay.
They will say we are playoff contenders and we are one of the best teams in the NFL right now. We have too much years of mediocrity stored up. And we have too many years of uncertainty stored up. So there's going to need to be more of a sample size. But in the back of everyone's mind, it's how we beat the Ravens. If we beat the Ravens in a close game, one of the better teams in the NFL. If we smash the Ravens, we would still be considered one of the best teams in the NFL. But what people will be saying in the back of their mind, not what they're saying when the camera comes on, not what they're saying when the podcasts are on, they will be saying, hey, bruh, I think the Miami, they might be a season for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to end with this, Lunel.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a Baltimore quote. What we got to do, when we go up the road on Sunday, we got to do like Marlo. You know what I'm saying, Lunel?
Yes, sir. Come on now.
We got to be like Marlo. We got to say, look, you wanted to be one way. You wanted to be one way.
Come
on. But Lamar, Zay Flowers, Travis, and Mr. Henry, it's the other way.
It's the other way. There we go. Vic, I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Line's still full. If you're trying to get into the party, keep calling. How will the Commanders be viewed after Sunday's massive showdown with the Baltimore Ravens? More of your calls next here on Overtime.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The number on the MGM National Harbor Lister lines. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Lynnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Right now, I want to get back out to the phones. Phone lines are packed. If you're trying to get in and you're getting the busy signal, keep dialing. 1-800-636-1067. How will Washington, 4-1 for the first time since 2008, 4-1 for just the second time in the past 25 years, how will Washington be viewed after Sunday's big-time contest against the Baltimore Ravens? It's my line of the show. Perception is 99% reality. Right now, the public perception of the Washington Commanders is, hey, these dudes are pretty damn good. Defensively, this group seems to be turning a corner. And at the quarterback position, they've got the next budding star in the National Football League. But the question is this. See, it's cool to have all your fancy ESPN segments and all your fancy radio topics about whether or not Jaden Daniels is an MVP candidate. But the hell with Jaden Daniels for a second. And I mean that in the most respectful way possible. What about the Commanders as a whole? How do we view the Commanders as a whole? What is the perception of this group? I'll tell you what, you go to Baltimore on Sunday and you leave out with a victory. I guarantee you, you start to hear little whispers of Washington. Not only being an NFC East contender, not only being a wild card contender, but a Super Bowl contender. And if you lose, I'll be real. I'll be the bearer of bad news. I'll be the heel, so to speak. I'll tell you what I'll say if they lose. I feel good about this group. I think they can win 9-10 games like I thought. But will they be able to beat a team with a winning record? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How will Washington be viewed after Sunday's big-time contest against the Baltimore Ravens? One of my guys, Andy, out in D.C.
Thanks for taking my call. I've been a long-time Redskins Commanders fan, 60 years.
Wow.
I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly. This team is good.
Yes.
And I think this team goes into Baltimore. Win, lose, or draw, they're going to come out with respect. And that's what I'm looking for in my football team. I want my football team to be respected. I don't want it to be a joke or an afterthought. I want them to have the respect of the league.
Andy, I appreciate the call as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Phone lines packed. So if you get the busy signal, keep calling. We'll try to get you in as we keep taking calls here. Andy brings up a good point, because I know a lot of fans out there are different than me. I'm young, microwave society. I want instant results. You damn right I do. You damn right I do. I've been following this team and knowing what the hell I'm talking about since about 2007, 2008. And from that time period to now, I have suffered. I have been miserable. I wear my jersey out in public. I'm an afterthought. I'm a laughingstock. So the respect element of what Andy is talking about, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate that. Out in training camp, I went out one day, went off day during camp, and I wore my Jaden Daniels jersey out to a brunch spot. You know what happened when I walked in? People were pointing at me, laughing at me. You all think you got a quarterback now, don't you? You all think you got a guy, don't you? That's the respect part that Andy's talking about. At the lunch table, because I'm a younger guy, I don't know a lot of other Commanders fans. No one's that stupid to root for a group that's been terrible the past 25-plus years. My friends are Eagles fans, Cowboy fans, Patriots fans. Walking into high school at the lunch table on a Monday morning, putting your head down, ducking people. You don't even want to eat with your friends because you don't want to get made fun of. That's the respect element that Andy was talking about. And I'll say this. I think they already have that. I think when you have a guy that is universally considered a bona fide star at the position, you're going to get the respect. The question now remains, how much respect is Washington going to get? Derek is out in Waldorf. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, one thing I want to say real quick about the Jaden jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I wore my LSU Jaden jersey to the game this weekend and also in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Crazy love.
There we go.
Crazy love. Everybody is team Jaden, so wear your jersey with pride, my brother. That's what I want to say.
As far as
this Sunday, I don't agree that if they lose, people will look at them differently, only because we all think of Baltimore as being a Super Bowl contender. So, like the gentleman said before, if they can play a good game and play a respectable game, I think people will still have that feeling that the Commanders are for real. That's my thing. I don't think they're a Super Bowl team, but I definitely think that if they can win the game, I think people are going to hold them as one of the teams to go into the playoffs, not a one-team, one-game wonder, but
Derek, I'm stunned. Derek, I'm stunned to hear that, man. And I appreciate the call as always. I always love when you tap in with us, brother. That's hard for me, man. If they go into Baltimore on Sunday, how can you not view them as a Super Bowl contender? What are we waiting on at that point? See, that's why I bring up the SLS, scoring lover syndrome. It's almost like y'all are scared to lean all the way in with it, right? And I understand. You want to see more. It's 5 weeks into the season. I understand that. But if you beat Baltimore Sunday, I think you got a little bit of a right to poke your chest out and say, hey, not only are we one of these playoff contenders, we're a contender for the Lombardi as well. Let's go to Phillip out in Leesburg. What's going on, Phil?
All right. So when you say beat the we haven't been a winning team yet.
No.
I mean, that's a big jump from nothing to Baltimore. Baltimore might be the best team in the league. Like,
potentially.
I don't think it would be
Can I say this, though, Philip? And I'll let you have the floor. You can view them that way if the last 3 weeks are going to cloud your judgment, but they've given up, what is this, the third most touchdowns in the NFL to this point. So the defense has major flaws. Offensively, their offensive line is remade. So I'm not going to act like the Ravens are the best team in the NFL. I think you may hyperbolize it a little bit, brother.
I'm saying they're a very good team. It's I think like if they lose, it's they're going to all be like, hey, they can't beat a winning team. But I think they'd beat Seattle by 15.
Yeah. So you think they would mollywop the Seahawks, who also consider one of the top teams in the NFC?
Because it's only been 5 weeks.
Right.
That's you can have a winning record.
Yes.
You can have a winning record and not be that level of team. I think they lose, there's going to be some overreactions of they can't beat a winning team. That's not a thing I think you can decide
But, Philip, is it an overreaction or is it the facts of the situation? The reality, they lose to Baltimore. They haven't beat a winning team.
It's an overreaction because of how early it is.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. But let me ask you this, Phil. How do you expect, and I'm asking you to rub into your crystal ball and look ahead into the future a little bit, how do you think we're talking about Washington this time next week?
Man, I think they'll be in it. I don't know.
That's tough.
I think they can score 30. Yeah. I mean, I think McCorn can beat Humphrey.
I do, too. The Ravens' defense is suspect. The Ravens' defense is suspect, Phil, and I appreciate the call. We got a lot more people to get on here. Yeah, look, the Ravens' pass defense is suspect. Their defense as a whole, like I just said, they've given up the third most touchdowns in the NFL this year. That's just what it is. That's not me being biased. That's just cold, hard facts. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Washington, 4-1 for the first time since 2008. 4-1 for just the second time in the past 25 years. Perception is 99% reality. I'll keep saying it. If they beat Baltimore on Sunday, from my vantage point, I think we begin to start talking about them as legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And I know that scares a lot of you all out there, but that's the reality of it. If they lose, I think we begin to have questions about, hey, can they beat a team with a winning record? The big question I have, this time next week, how will the Washington Commanders be perceived? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you. More of your calls coming up next. Phone line still packed, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listing Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock before we hand things over to the Infinity Sports Network. Coming up about 8:20 or so, our pal Steve Weish, senior NFL national reporter for the NFL Network, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on Ravens and Commanders coming up on Sunday. Plus, we'll take a spin around the National Football League. But one thing I will ask Steve Weish when he joins us coming up at 8:20 is how does he think the Washington Commanders will be perceived nationally after Sunday? That's what we're asking you all out on the phones. 1-800-636-1067. Couple of numbers here before we get back on the phones here. Like I said, I've been following this team and knowing what the hell I'm talking about since about 2007, 2008, right? The Washington Commanders, for the first time in a long time, after 5 weeks, leading the National Football League in points per game. They're leading the National Football League in total touchdowns. They're fourth in the National Football League in passing yards per play. They're the best or the second best rushing team in the NFL. And it feels like a group offensively that can do no wrong. And what's beautiful about this is I think it's sustainable because of who's under center. I think it's sustainable because Jaden Daniels is one of the baddest dudes walking God's green earth playing the quarterback position. Let me give you a number. This is from our guy Austin Gale, right? Top four offenses in points per drive in weeks 1-5 since at least 2000. The 2020 Green Bay Packers, if you remember, Aaron Rodgers' MVP season, probably the best season of his career. Number two, the 2000 Rams, a.k.a. the greatest show on turf. MVP Marshall Faulk. Number three, the 2013 Denver Broncos, when Peyton Manning came out and threw seven touchdowns in the opener against Baltimore. Ravens fans, you remember that. And then number four, in terms of top four offenses and points per drive through the first 5 weeks since 2000, number four, the 2024 Washington Commanders. So if that doesn't give you some perspective in terms of how well Washington is playing right now on the offensive side of the football, what more do you need? Jaden Daniels has the most rushing yards ever by a quarterback in their first five career games. I mean, that's the type of stuff we're dealing with here. Sunday, Jaden Daniels became the first rookie quarterback to beat a Jim Schwartz defense since Dak Prescott in 2016. This offense is in rare air. And I haven't said it yet. We're an hour into the show, and I haven't even said it yet. Put it on a bumper sticker. Put it on a T-shirt. Put it on a sticky note in your daughter or son's lunchbox. Exotic Smash Mouth football. Exotic Smash Mouth football. That is what we're seeing right now from the Washington Commanders. The big question is this. Is that exotic Smash Mouth football enough to put Washington in the title contender conversation? How will they be viewed after their big game Sunday against the Baltimore Ravens? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Yannick is out in Greenbelt. What's going on, Yannick?
Hello, love the show.
What's going on, brother?
So the view for the Ravens Commanders win over the Ravens, Jaden Daniels and Kobe had to stop Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry because they need this 5-1 start. Because after last week's win against Cleveland, they pressured Deshaun Watson, sack him, those stuff. Maybe Dan Quinn can get the team going. They can be the playoff team and get to the Super Bowl this year and win that championship for the first time in D.C.
I love it. I'd love it, Yannick. I appreciate the call. Yeah, look, I said it at the top of the show. Let them beat Baltimore on Sunday. You won't be able to tell me a damn thing. They will, in my opinion, and I'm not – it feels good to say this and not be speaking in hyperbole and not be over-exaggerating. They beat Baltimore Sunday. I'm viewing them as legit Super Bowl contenders. Argue with somebody you love, not me. Because point blank, what else do they have to show if they beat Baltimore on Sunday? And we'll talk about some of the other shortcomings of this football team because it hasn't been all perfect, right? You haven't beat a team with a winning record. Defensively, outside of the last 2 weeks, you were god-awful. Now, that group's turning a corner, and the schedule is going to help this defense out as well when you go up against offenses like Carolina and Pittsburgh, right? Those teams upcoming on the schedule. Chicago hasn't been anything to write home about offensively, right? The Giants, you got them again. Philadelphia, who knows what the hell they're going to look like when you play them in a couple of weeks. So defensively, I think the script is written to where, yeah, you're going to get better. One, the tackling's going to get better because you're just playing more football. That was one of your big issues. Two, the offenses that you're playing aren't worth a damn. And then three, more continuity, more time with each other. You naturally, organically get better. But then the other part of it is this. If Washington's going to dominate time of possession the way that they are right now, then the defense more well-rested and should be easier for them to live up to that arriving violent mantra that Joe Witt Jr. has put on this group. And I'll say this, it wasn't perfect Sunday against Cleveland, and it's Cleveland, so you got to, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But it was the first time this year that I think they fully lived up to the standard that they're trying to set defensively. Arriving violently, ball is life, you name it. The way Washington played defensively, including the front four, John Allen, Daron Payne, both making impactful plays. Phil Mathis had his best game as a Commander. Frankie Louvu playing like a cat with his hair on fire. That's the type of ball that wins playoff games. That's the type of ball that gets you to the postseason. The big question is, can you sustain it? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How will Washington be viewed after Sunday's big-time matchup with the Baltimore Ravens? Breezy out in Manassas. What's going on? Yo. Once. Twice. So, Ben, on 295. Ben, what's going on, brother?
I ain't nothing going on, man. I'm trying to get my tribe to pump their brakes. I need y'all to pump your brakes. You okay? Commanders fans, we're going to call y'all. We are Commanders fans, but us Redskins, excuse me, but it's still Redskins for me. We already know because we know what winning is. Y'all just learning what winning is. Let me explain something to you. You say if we lose, we haven't won against a team with a winning record, but we beat their ass like they didn't have one. We didn't play with them people. We didn't play with them people. We drugged them people in their house on Monday night, daytime, in our house, wherever we was at, we beat their ass like they were some trash, okay? Second of all, you keep saying outside of the last 2 weeks, we ain't been that good. That's not true.
Defensively,
we don't want
defensively, huh? Ben, defensively, you haven't been good outside the last 2 weeks.
Right. But you keep saying the Commanders. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
My team put up enough points so my defense can get together. They can congeal. And the only thing that y'all keep missing, mm-hmm. we got 33 new players. We got a new coach, new owner, new everything. We got a rookie that's breaking records in 5 games. We already won what they surmised that we will win for this year. So we playing with house money. Chill out.
I'm chill. The question.
You know why? You want to know why we winning? You want to know why we winning? Because they not listening to us. See, they don't know the Daniel Snyder curse. They don't know nothing about the being in the news. Only reason they in the news and only reason people talk about us because we not winning. We beating people's ass. We breaking records. This man is setting history. We running. We rushing for 200 yards a game. We got 4 touchdowns passing, 4 touchdowns running, 300 rushing, 1,135. Scurry Terry solid for 2 games. Now he busting ass. We not trying to hit. We don't want. We don't care. We don't care what nobody thinks.
Come on,
we want them to take. We want them to take them L's. Take these hooks on their chin because when Daniel Snyder had them, and you young Redskins fans came up mm-hmm. to be commanders, Washington football team, because y'all was Redskins first.
Mm-hmm.
They caught us when we was down, and they put their foot on our neck. Every game we go up to Baltimore. We're going to play like we play. If I'm going to tell you what's going to win the game, okay? If Jonathan Allen and Payne and Newton and them guys, matter of fact, I'm not even going to mention the new ones. If Jonathan Allen, all we need is somebody to stop that big boy, Jonathan Allen will crush. Henry,
hopefully.
We not even work. He's a
hopefully.
Big boy.
Ben, I appreciate you, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Woof. That's the energy we need, though, man. Look, and we'll get specific. We'll get specifically into the defense coming up here because that Ben hit it right on the head. That's my concern. That's why I feel like Sunday may be a long afternoon. Baltimore is the best running attack in the National Football League. By 30 yards per game. It's not even close. They are by far the best running team in the NFL. Washington, the second best running team in the NFL. But when you're averaging 6.1 yards a pop and you're going up against a Commanders defense that's averaging or giving up 5.1 yards a pop, second worst in the NFL, when that's your matchup, worries me a little bit. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. How will Washington be perceived after Sunday's big-time matchup against the Baltimore Ravens? Jim is out in Tyson's. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Lynn, I love your show, and I love the way that you respect different callers' opinions.
I appreciate
really great.
You, brother.
I have, like, three post-game takes. Mm-hmm. I think take one is we lose 28-10. I think most folks out in the NFL community and fans will look at us and say, that's a really solidly constructed team, that they have a lot of good parts, but they're going to need to grow. I think the second one would be we lose 31-28, and people are going to look at us and say, that's a really good team, and they've got the parts, and they're going to come around, and they're going to be a contender. Then if we win, regardless of what the score is, mm-hmm. I think people are going to say, this is a really solid team. They're really good. They're electric. They're very good. And I'd put them in a top 6 to 8 team group. I'm not ready to put them up there with Kansas City or whoever you want to put up there as the other key contender for Super Bowl. But I definitely think that we're in that second tier, which if it means what you're thinking, which is, oh, there's a chance we can get to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. then I agree with you. But I don't really quite go as far as saying that we're a Super Bowl contender, mainly because there's a lot of Dan Quinns out there as defensive coordinators, and there's a lot of other folks
sure.
who are going to scheme us.
Sure.
And they're going to figure us out. And so we're going to be facing a lot more competition the last 8 games than the first 9.
I agree 100%, Jim. Appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. How will Washington be perceived after Sunday's contest against Baltimore? We'll get into the defense coming up in the 8 o'clock hour after we hear from our pal Steve Weish. But look, the defense is really my concern heading into Sunday. And I think Washington offensively has the personnel to walk the football up and down the field on the Ravens. The Ravens' defense is not anything to write home about. Let's just be real about it. Baltimore defensively is nothing to write home about. This is where I think they could potentially give Washington trouble. The Ravens boast the best rushing defense in the National Football League. By far. They are the best rushing defense in the NFL. The reason Washington, in my opinion, has been able to have this level of offensive success is because, one, they're running the football. That's why I keep calling it exotic smash mouth football. We're seeing power. We're seeing duo. We're seeing counter. We're seeing read option stuff. We're seeing RPO stuff. They're versatile and dynamic in the way that they run the football. But against Baltimore, if you can't run it, if you don't have success early, will Cliff Kingsbury have the patience and wherewithal to stick with it? That's my big question. But the more important thing, because there's the run the damn ball crowd out there. I know who you are. You know who you are, right? To me, it's not about running the football. By hook or by crook, through hell or high water, the most important thing for the Washington Commanders offensively is to stay ahead of the chains. That's what matters. That's what matters the most for Washington offensively. Staying ahead of the chains. Doesn't matter how you do it, but you must stay ahead of the chains. You cannot let this Ravens pass rush pin their ears back and chase Jayden Daniels. That, to me, is the recipe for disaster. 1-800-636-1067. Phone line still full. You all clearly eager about the burgundy and gold. How will Washington be perceived after Sunday's contest against Baltimore? If they win, in my opinion, without hesitation, I'm calling them a Super Bowl contender. If they lose, depending on how they lose, I question if they're able to beat the upper echelon teams in the NFL. Uptown Mo, out in the city. What's going on, Mo?
Oh, it's up with us.
Come on, man. I hope you heard the way I did the Baltimore call to start the show, brother. I'm not playing with the flock,
hey,
man.
Hey, Slim, if we win, I'm going to sound like Yannick. your last call to Yannick.
Exactly. Shut up, man. Yeah. That sound like all Za.
Yeah, hey, exotic money bag. Hey, listen. We under some PTSD stuff, right? All right.
For
last
sure.
Old regime, old owner, whatever. I don't even want to hear that. Listen, 2000. Did anybody see the Rams coming, the greatest show on turf? No, they had Trent Green. He gets hurt in the preseason. They get Kurt Warner. Did anybody see the Panthers coming when Cam was the MVP? Did anybody see the Saints, the Bears? Yep. All these teams that made the Super Bowl, right? Nobody saw the Giants making the Super Bowl.
For sure.
Nobody saw the Eagles making the Super Bowl. Unless it was the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs here recently. Every other squad that made the Super Bowl besides the Denver Broncos, the Seattle Seahawks came out of nowhere.
Yep.
They had to become the Legion of Boom. So why is it that when we have a young man, because you just mentioned the 2016 Cowboys, right?
Yep.
Okay, with Tony Romo, when Tony Romo was their quarterback, he broke his back.
Yep.
And Dak came in and won 13 games.
So
and
it's possible.
And Yeah, and they had Green Bay on the verge. They was one play away. You may as well say, because Aaron Rodgers threw a tight end pass on the sideline. What I'm saying is, if we tackle and play the way that we can are capable of playing, right? Because I'm in Baltimore.
Uh-oh.
I already got the ticket.
Well, there we go.
It cost me $1,200.
I'm about to say, them just cost a pretty penny, Mo. Sheesh.
Hey, it cost me $1,200 for two. I'm in Baltimore.
There we go.
That's fucking trash. I listen to 107.
105.7. Yep.
Hey, they worried about us. They worried about us. That goes to my man that called from Annapolis all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, Robin
y'all worried
Annapolis.
About us. Yeah, y'all worried about us. I'm telling you. And we finally got somebody. The thing I love about Jay, right, and the squad underneath of him, he just plays ball, bro. He don't worry about this. So they going to go up there and play free. Like my man said, we playing with house money.
Yep.
But mark my words, if we get up on the Ravens, all that running game stuff mm-hmm. is going to stop, and they're going to have to throw the rock.
And that's
and
they're the gonna concern.
I think that's going to play right into our hands, bro. Because Lamar Jackson, no, he's the MVP. You know he does something goofy every game.
He does. He makes mistakes. I'll give you that. Mo, we appreciate the call, brother. We're up against the clock. Don, I got you. We're getting out. 1-800-636-1067. Phone line's packed. For the first hour and a half of the program, keep it that way. If you're trying to get in where you fit in, keep calling if you're getting the busy signal. 1-800-636-1067. More of your calls next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.